In this leader feeder, let's look at how to deal with unfair accusations that could get levied against you as the leader. If you're a frontline supervisor or a manager, occasionally someone's going to make some allegations that might turn out to be totally false and inaccurate. But how do you respond as a leader when somebody levels an accusation at you? Well, first of all, let's understand that the reason why somebody would make up a fabrication to harm your reputation as a leader might have nothing to do with you as a leader. I can remember one of our clients, I was coaching her on how to be less aggressive in terms of the workforce because she'd been accused of being more aggressive or bullying in her leadership style. The problem that we discovered, though, is that her staff was so determined to see her removed as a manager because she was really wanting to tighten up the discipline and the structure in her team that they would actually claim that she was pushing or shoving or being overly aggressive. These were very difficult allegations for her to escape. So how should you react when somebody tells something to management that may not be true? Well, the first thing to do is to remain calm and stay professional. It's going to do you no good to lose control of yourself and get overly defensive. So you should stay calm as you hear people's allegations against you. Secondly is, always have a spirit of curiosity. Be very inquisitive. You want to hear more about who said these things, what was said, what were the circumstances and the specifics. Because once you clearly understand the allegations, you can actually refute them systematically one by one. Now, if all else fails and things are clearly going against you, and again, it's untrue, what you obviously have to do is make sure that your team, you don't want to take any retribution or get revenge on them in any way. So make sure in your dealings with your team that you still treat them the same way as you always do. You say good morning, you greet them, you don't isolate yourself. And at the same time, is if there have been allegations and you might be it might be necessary for you to apologize. So you could say, you know what, I'm sorry for any misunderstandings and I'm determined to be the kind of effective leader that you all expect me to be. And the more that you can do that, the more that you can take the high road, you might not get sucked down into the dirt because unfortunately, if your team decides that they want to get rid of you as their boss, they can say and do a lot of things to make your career progression very difficult. And most HR departments and management teams, if they have to choose between defending one of their own or keeping the troops happy, they often will kind of go down the road of perhaps eliminating your position. So, of course, this is a very uncomfortable situation that you're in. And again, if you can stay calm and professional and make sure that you just don't overreact to the situation, you can probably do your best when allegations are leveled against you. Now, this is a difficult leadership subject, but if you want to dig into even more development opportunities as a leader, you can visit us online at Frontline Leadership, or why not join in our learning community with other frontline leaders on Facebook at Frontline Leader.